It is time for us to check our forecast. Let's see if we've got him in the Weather Center. Anthony Jay, good morning, Anthony.
Good morning, Marshall. How are you?
Well, I'm terrible. I mean, one of my computers is completely gone crazy, or else it's my monitors that have all gone bad in one day. My other computer is having problems where it goes from one sound thing to another sound thing. So it's just it's been one of those weird mornings. That's all I can say about this morning.
Sorry here. A little bit here. We had some issues, too, with our equipment. Took some time to resolve that as well. But, at least as far as the weather goes, nothing to worry about. It's cold out there, but we've got a nice quiet weather pattern for today. So expect the sunshine to be back. About double nickels for the high today, 55. And looking at the weather for the rest of the week, it looks pretty quiet, Marshall. No major storms. Maybe starting to change by the weekend, but that's a little bit off, off in the distance. But
I don't know. You know, Pat Pagano called a possible nor'easter, and now I'm looking at the National Weather Service, and they look like they might agree with him for the weekend.
Yes, that's right. And the latest forecasts are still showing that, and that could be maybe a sign of El Nino. So it's starting to rear its head as what happens. The southern branch of the jet stream doesn't usually get active until later, like a month down the road, but it might start to stir up a storm in the southeast by Friday, and maybe a nor'easter, as you said and Pat mentioned, by the weekend. Wouldn't get worried about it yet, and we're not going to be talking about snow. A little too early for that.
You're not old enough. I think it was probably 10 years ago on the October storm where it dumped, it dumped 40 inches of snow. This area was without power for 10 consecutive days. At one point, the whole state of Connecticut was without power during that storm. It was awesome.
Right before Halloween.
Yep, it did. And then we didn't get much snow the whole rest of the winter. But we didn't need it after getting 40-some inches of snow in the beginning of October.
I remember that well, actually. That was a strange. It snowed here, even on the coast. It stuck, which I never saw before. I never saw snow in October. That was a first for me.
It was amazing. Well, anyway, hopefully that's not going to be the case. It'll just be windswept rain.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. You know, after a week of practically no rain this week, that wouldn't necessarily be a bad thing. But I don't know what you've got going on for this weekend. I guess Halloween is next Wednesday.
Sounds about
right. Yeah. Yes, but some folks might have some Halloween plans this weekend. Some parties going on. So keep that in mind if you, for folks, have anything going on then. But again, for the rest of the week, tomorrow we'll get back up to 60, Marshall, 60 degrees. And then Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, we're talking about daily highs about 50, maybe not even getting to 50, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and starting off the morning in the 20s. So you'll see some thick frost out there, I think, this week as you head out during the morning.
Well, it was in the mid 20s here the other night. It was like that. We're in it now. What can you do? I mean, it's you can't stop it from coming. I wish you could. I wish you could, but you can't. What's here is here. What's done is done.
Right.
Time moves on. But anyway, so at least it looks like we're going to have a sunny week, if not a warm week.
Yes, and the only exception to that, Marshall, might be tomorrow. We'll have more clouds and maybe some passing light showers with a weak weather system, very weak. So it's not going to be more than that. And then we'll be back to very tranquil, fall weather the rest of the week. So at least the air is nice and crisp and clean this time of year. And then we'll wait to see what happens over the weekend if we get that nor'easter as is being advertised.
All right. Well, I want you to have a good week because I know we'll be speaking to you again next Monday.
Yes.
All right. Take care, Anthony.
Enjoy, Marshall.
All right. Bye-bye. Anthony Jay this morning in the Weather Center checking on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.